for the second funniest podcast with your hosts, the Kevin Miller and Justin Wersch. Have fun, guys.
Thank you, Sam. Hello and welcome to the second funniest podcast, episode 333.
Cha-ching!
My name is Justin Worsham. I am your host, and with me, as always, is the one, the only,
yeah,
the early adopter, the thekevinmiller.com. Jump and press the circle button, Kevin.
Jump and press the circle button all over the place.
Just, now we're going to get excessive.
Yeah, just jump around, hit that circle button all over town.
This is what I think our listeners' favorite format of episode. This is an email episode.
It's not, you don't have to think it, it's fact.
Yeah, I know this to be true because now we are getting a flooding, if you would, of emails.
It's like a watershed.
I like going until that music is gone.
Yeah, no, I like it too.
So you're gonna DJ. All right, can I turn it down a little?
Yeah,
can
please
I
do. That? What do you think of this song?
I like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Hypocrite.
I do not like that game or that game, I should say.
Last time we played this music, you said it would put you to sleep.
Let me listen. I think it's fine. I don't. Yeah, I mean, that's a nice beat. That's something that I could, you know.
It's pretty terrible.
Rub my hips up against another lady.
Yeah, no kidding.
Or like, but I think it.
Come on back.
What did we do the episode? I totally blanked. And I had a primal fear moment.
On behalf of my good buddy Justin, this is Kevin Miller saying, okay, bye.
How was it? Was
Robot
it good?
Robot rocking roll.
Oh, do I need to play that? I'm so sorry. I didn't even do sponsors. I didn't do anything.
Or as my coworker said the other day, oh, we are such rocket stars.
Outstanding.
She also thought the Cold War kids were the Cold Water kids.
The Cold War kids were cold water?
She said, well, you know.
Where does she stand on cool water cologne?
I'll have to ask her. She's a rocket star.
If you're listening, send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast. And I'm not saying just to anyone who's listening, because that would be a lot of emails just saying, yeah. I'm listening. I'm talking about the lady who's mistaken about the cold water kids.
Oh, you want that? What do you want? You had me, and then you didn't have me.
And then I lost you, and now I'm about to get you back.
How drunk are you?
I'm not even. That's a lady drink.
That's a lady drink.
I am going to have first email comes to us from Michael. He says, hey, I just wanted to ask Justin a fast question about voice acting, even though I know a lot of people are more interested in Kevin, since he's the voice of Sly Cooper.
I know, Justin, I'm more interested in Kevin.
If you could be the voice of any game character, which would it be?
Oh.
Sly Cooper, so more people would be interested in me. Is that awkward? Is that uncomfortable?
Oh, I thought he was going to give you an option.
No, it was not multiple choice. That was completely wide open. I would like to be Captain America. That would also be fun.
That would be pretty great.
Because then I would be Chris Evans. Let's see. Oh, we got another email from our good friend
Caleb.
That was it.
Oh.
He says,
I want to hear you do some Sly Cooper.
Some Sly Cooper. I would have to hear it first to impersonate your. Give me some.
I have an entire YouTube at my disposal.
Give me some lines. Okay, Bentley. I feel like that's where it is right there.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay, Bentley, let me see if I get this straight. I jump and press the circle button, and then I beat the hell out of some hippos and stuff, and then we can get out of here.
What's wrong with your slide?
I'm a heroic hero in the form of a criminal.
I like how he's all soft.
Jump and press. That's what I feel like. That's what I feel like. Is
That's terrible. There's the version that always comes up.
Is it just whale talk? Is that what you were doing?
Yeah.
It sounded like a whale at the beginning of that.
Oh no, that's the anime version
of a show.
I could have swore. No, the Japanese version. Cyber employee of the month.
I would like to do that one. Let's hear the Japanese guy talk.
And
then me try and be the Japanese version of him.
Okay, here it comes. YouTube. This is a website called YouTube.com.
I managed to snatch the last piece of the Thievius Raccoonus from Raccoon's claw. Or somebody's claw. Niz Ruby. Panda King. Finally Clockwork.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, see? I could do it.
Take me to KFC!
See? Anybody could do anybody.
Anybody is anybody.
Suck on that, Mick. That's only funny if you remember Mick's episode from earlier this year. If
Where
you did not laugh,
he did
then
things.
You should listen more. Yeah. Anyway, next email is from our good friend Caleb. He says, oh, here is the reason my emails were insane, because the tacos made me sick. Here is the email for the show. And then he gives us the email. And all of our episodes are posted on Tube of You and on our website. That insert title here, show.
YouTube.com/videos.html.
Email me for the info for the crossover if you'd like to do the show's emails or my emails here. Oh, no, long. Wait, what? Hold on. Hold on. I lost Caleb. I lost him. Oh, no. Long your email. I think I'm a eat me a soup of chucken and noodles. Yes, I spelled that wrong for a reason. I think I read it properly then. The president of Mexico is Batman. You guys want an autograph pic from the show? I think I might be able to make that happen. That's funny. He's offering us their autograph.
What was the thing about president of Mexico is Batman?
I think it's more the tacos talking. I think that's what his bit is via email. Oh, yeah. Don't miss the insert titles here shows super big adventure of the mall. We might get kicked out. I'm not high, just 13. Oh, if you're 6 feet from the edge, you might want to install a safety rail. Just saying, our Skype account is insert titles here show.
I'm pretty sure he's high.
Your email is lost. Scroll down a little more. One more. I didn't have to scroll. This is poorly planned spacing. Psych, bet you felt bad. P.S. The circle button is a trap. It will A, explode, B, disappear, C, Murray will ding you, D, release the juice, E, make you a sandwich. Personally, Itika. Wait, I mean, I don't know. He didn't do that joke. That was me. So if you thought that was particularly unfunny or funny compared to the rest,
yeah,
that is where you stand on your Caleb to Justin preference ratio. Don't eat the jack in the
box. If you laughed at that part, listen to this show. If you laughed at all the other parts, listen to Caleb's show.
Insert title here, show. Jack in the Box tacos, man. You will be sick. Oh, I ate the tacos. It makes you so sick. You spell tacos with an E.
How do you spell tacos with an E?
Right here, you throw an E in front of that S. That's what Caleb does.
Oh, like potatoes?
Yeah. While listening to, if you're Dan Quayle.
Right.
Isn't that what he did?
Quayle. Yeah. Yep. Oddly enough, no E in his name.
Listening to your podcast so I didn't get a sick.
Most
sick.
Of our listeners did not understand the reference.
Nope. Maybe Philip. Maybe.
And if they're our age, they're in another country.
Or the PhD from the Massachusetts Electronics Institute of not Cleveland.
Oh, I hope he wrote in.
And now I'm back on the air catching fire to Pringles cans. What? Check out this Comedy Halo video. It's funny. If you watch it if you watch our show, tell us what you think. And I posted a bunch of my episodes on Facebook on one of your posts because Sam wanted to see them. Thanks, guys. P.S. Any thoughts for a sign of our show? I'm used to be really good at making sense of these emails, and I'm stammering.
You want to try the next one?
Yeah, let's move on. Spencer.
Am I doing it or you're doing it? Okay.
I can. Or do you want to alternate?
I'll do one. Give me one. Okay. Hey, guys, it's Spencer again, but you can call me Jack. We're still doing fake names. Well, hi, Jack. How are you? I think we're always doing fake names. See, this gives you an opportunity to drink your Malibu rum. Mm-hmm. I know Kevin has a lot of connections in the world of games, and I was wondering if you could arrange to get Ellen McClain, the voice of GLaDOS, on the show. That would be awesome! The adjective. That part was in parentheses.
Thank you.
Also, do you guys have any kind of special joint name you guys use? Right now, I have listed in my context as Justin Kevinson. I don't get it.
I like it.
Why Justin Kevinson?
We have the email. Like, he has email in his context.
Well, we were Jevin, and then Jevin was born.
Yeah.
Jevin actually became a person. Our good friend gave birth to Jevin and named him after us.
Yeah.
I also want to let you guys know that I am currently working on a Sly Cooper montage that will feature every single time somebody says jump and press the circle button in the three games. Which is already on. This is how old this email is. Have we read this email already?
No, it's from August 4th. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but it's...
We haven't read it, but we've seen it.
Seen it.
We saw it on our Facebook, right?
And then I put it on the Facebook because he didn't have Facebook.
Oh, okay, got it.
Keep up the good work and keep up pressing the circle button. And yes, Sam, you too. You do.
You do. Oh, does he? Does he sound like he wears a sweater?
Ah, yeah, nice. Yeah, yeah, you're better at this. You go. I'm bored with listening to my voice.
Do I sound like I wear a sweater vest?
Here's another email from Spencer where he says, "Sorry for the double email, but I have a question for Kevin. I noticed that the El Jefe video for Sly 4 that Bentley is in his Sly 2 gear, not in a wheelchair. Bum bum bum.
I noticed in the El Jefe video for Sly 4 that Bentley's
He's in his Sly 2 gear, like he's dressed like he's in Sly 2,
what
but not in the wheelchair.
What video is he referring to?
Is this because he has gone back in time before he was crippled? Do Sly and the gang track down some mysterious shaman who heals Bentley? Does the guru heal him? Does Murray use his mystical powers to de-ding him? I know you can't spill a lot right now. I was just pointing it out. Oh, and I have an idea for a possible Irish Sly ancestor, Seamus McCoop. Also, where's the circle button merchandise?
There is a McCoop. There is a McCoop ancestor.
Yeah, we need to do that. He's got a very valid point. That's why he puts it in all caps. He was yelling this. Where's the circle button? We need some merchandise to sell in our cafe store.
If we put a t-shirt out, I mean, I have the design in my head. I've just never done it because we tried merchandise before and nobody cared for it. But.
Well, I think we don't plug it since we've changed the format at all.
Got it.
And I'm not going to lie to you guys. It's expensive because we don't have the kind of coin to buy like 1,000 t-shirts.
Yeah.
And then we don't have the room to put 1,000 t-shirts. Yeah. So we do it through Cafe Press, where it makes it as you order it, and that means that it costs a little bit more.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
all right. I'll get that up. And do you think people would want to? Well, can we sell that keyboard? None of that stuff is licensed. That's all. Maybe
you,
I could.
You created it.
Yeah. But
oh,
I'm
you mean
the
images of the?
I can take the people out behind it. I just want to wear a t-shirt that has a keyboard on it.
Then put a keyboard on the back, or put a keyboard up on the back of the neck, like a little keyboard
on the back
of the
neck. People could come up behind you and tap it.
Well, like a little one almost looks like a barcode almost.
I want one on my chest so ladies can come and be like, let me give you my name.
Tootie Tookie.
And by ladies, I mean my wife.
Yeah. By his wife, he means more ladies.
My wife in different pants.
Catch you guys later. Jump and press the circle button. Yeah, I think people would love to have a little shirt that says jump and press the circle button.
All right, I'll design one.
And here's the thing. Even if it's a licensing thing, worst thing can happen, they give us a cease and desist.
Okay.
It's the worst thing that can happen.
All right.
They're not going to come after us for anything.
I'm just going to make a giant t-shirt that says, Voice of Sly Cooper!
Did this. My number. Here's my social. Right. Here's how you find me to serve your cease and desist.
And I have number lock.
Let's do this.
Come on, bring it around town.
This next one comes from Philip, my best friend from Germany. He says, Holla from Germany.
What up now?
I'll send you your Best of Germany box of surprise when I'm back from Chicago. So there is still some time for investigation. Is there some kind of beer you'd like to try, or should I just send you some kind of best of? I go best of. Yeah
best of, absolutely. Yeah.
What chocolate type do you like? Milk, bittersweet chocolate, 50% cocoa, or 75%, or something special like chocolate filled with liverwurst? Okay, thought that one up. Just tell me and I'll send you some.
I love it.
I'm a fan of milk, and I go dark.
I like milk. Well, have you had 75% cocoa anything?
I don't think so.
It is super bitter.
It
becomes to the point where you can only have it in little tiny doses.
Okay.
So 50% cocoa is pretty good.
Cocoa, you do mean cocaine, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
That's what it's from.
That's what I thought.
Either one of those. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, thank you. I feel like now we have to give
do
this
something
guy
for him.
Well, we'll see when it gets here.
When
it gets here, we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see.
I'll get you in there.
I don't know who this is,
but
he's very defensive about your kindness.
I think I know him.
Okay.
We'll do a rap for you, Philip. That's it. I'll lay down a beat, and Justin will freestyle a rap for you.
I'm sorry.
That will be your thank you.
Like, we're going to do it right now?
No. If we get the chocolates
and
beer.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah. All right. So just to be sure, that's P.O. Box 11192, Burbank, California, 91510, right? Right. That is correct. Okay, that's all for today. Greetings from Germany, Philip. Philip signing off. Thank you, Philip. Let's see. This next one comes from Shane. He says, hi there. I hope I'm reaching the right people with this email. Oh, this is we already saw this. This is an interview request for you, Mr. Miller. Let's see. They're Ireland's biggest gaming site, and they're reaching out to you with the hope that we could possibly get in touch with voice actor Kevin Miller. They probably mean that guy from Virginia, though.
Probably.
Yeah, I'll make sure it gets
much
forwarded
better
to him. This one says RAR in the subject line.
Yeah.
And appears from no one. Hi. Is that a three?
I think that's
colon?
That's like a smiley face.
Okay.
Disappears. Darkness Bunny.
That's kind of creepy.
That's the best email we've ever gotten.
Yeah, first time I've ever been a little creeped out by one. Here comes another one from Jacob, but my thing is combine them. Oh, it says do not read on the air. So let's skip that one because that's what he asked us to do.
But then he just writes jump and press the circle button.
Oh, I see. I see what it is, though. P.S. Jump and press the circle. I see. It's something else, though.
Oh, okay.
He's talking about something else. I remember.
All right.
Hey, SFP. This comes from Jamie, by the way. He says, have you ever heard of Michael McIntyre? I wouldn't be surprised if you haven't heard of him, as he is a British comedian. He is absolutely hilarious, and he is my second favorite comedian after Justin, of course. Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Here's a link to a video of him. Fingers crossed it isn't blocked in the U.S.
because read the link.
It is from an English website.
Read the link.
www.
I said read the link.
HTTP ://
What kind of slash?
Forward.
How many?
I'm just going to listen to the video. I'm going to see how this goes. Let's see if it's going to be blocked. Like BBC is blocked here in the States. You know, it was blocked. Oh, it's just, wait, hold on. There's no video.
Here's a picture of a man
wearing a cheating wife dreams. What do we want to watch? We want to watch cheating wife dreams, showing off in changing rooms.
Showing off in changing rooms.
Yeah, I kind of like that idea. Let's see what this fine young lad, Michael McIntyre, describes the behavior of naked men in the changing room at his local gym. He just can't understand why they don't get dressed as quickly. Let's see. Let's see what you have, Michael McIntyre.
Cannot be played. Outside of zone.
So much lead up.
What is happening?
I don't need to. I don't leak water from my ass. But other men, they spend hours working away at the ass area. Going through dozens of fresh towels. And they don't do it in the corner against the wall. They're right out there in the open looking at you, yes? That's how I'm wearing my ass now. And I've seen men put their pants on last. Literally last. They come out of the shower, you know, they put the shirt goes on, everything's flopping around out here. Tie goes on, look who's still in town. Jacket. Coat. Scarf. Top hat. Yeah, baby. Shoes and socks. How is that even possible? What are you going to do, sew your trousers on now? People dropping keys. I saw one guy blow drying his pubic hair in the hand dryer. That should be illegal.
That woman is in tears.
Do you think we've reached the bottom? I see people running to each other. If I saw somebody I knew in the gym, changing room, I'd hide in the locker. This guy was like, Mark? Richard! Is that you? I didn't know you were a member of this gym. Yeah, just moved into the area recently. What's it like here? You literally don't know where to look. I sat down once to my shoelaces. I will never again go to this height in that environment again. There are lockers above me. Somebody's looking for their locker, so they're edging their way over. I'm sitting here doing my laces up.
He's at waist height, so you would get the joke at home. This guy evidently is a big deal. He's got a lot of screens on him.
Yeah, and his name.
Time to put your pants on.
That's funny.
Good job.
I like that guy.
Yeah,
it's
funny.
I think I need to move to England and do comedy, though, because, I mean, I'm not this guy, but I think that for anybody listening in America, it would be like, why wouldn't you say that, Justin? It needs to be said that those are what might be considered hacky premises
In
America comedically. Like, you know, talk about being naked in the gym and, you know, but here's what I do.
He had a sold out audience.
Yeah. See that? And that's where I was actually talking to Bill Glass about this, the guy I do the dad podcast with earlier, is that I did a show last week with Jimmy Pardo, who hosts the Never Not Funny podcast, for those of you that are fans of that as well. And he's kind of a comedy hero of mine. I like his style of comedy. And we were talking about, not me and Jimmy, but like Jimmy's considered alternative. And so Bill and I got in this conversation, and Patton Oswalt said, you know, I don't get into really anything. Like, if I see a comedian and he's making the audience laugh, then he's doing his job.
Yeah,
whether
exactly.
I like what he's doing or not doesn't matter. It's irrelevant.
Right.
So therefore, I can't judge him as a comedian just because he's doing something that isn't in my taste,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that
yeah.
I like. And it's that's actually, why I agree. That's why I would like to.
Yeah, because that whole hacky improv thing is hacky comedian thing is the whole thing that improvisers get themselves into trouble with. So you have to create. You don't play to the audience. You don't. I think you just end up playing to improvisers because you're just entertaining yourself.
And guess what? Nobody's paying their improviser to come see you.
Exactly, because they think they're better than you anyway.
Yeah. So I like that. Thank you, Jamie. That was very cool. He says, P.S. the video is
don't
an hour
play this
long,
on.
So you will just have to check it out on your own time. No, it was short. So yeah. Whatever video you linked us to, it send us to someplace else because we're from America. And English websites understand we have a short attention span here in America.
Yep.
Hey, guys.
On to the next email.
Hey, guys. We're doing an hour-long show about emails. Another one from Spencer says, hey, guys, it's Spencer. Last email this week, I promise. No, you don't.
No, you
wait,
can't.
Hold on.
Don't break
see.
That promise.
Let's see.
What does he count as a week? Is it on the Gregorian calendar?
Come on now. He says, I just wanted to link you guys to my Sly video. Please post this on Facebook while, as I don't have one, I would give you the usual salutation. Oh, this is the one that you're
this
talking
is the
about.
One, yeah. It's already up.
Jump and press the circle button. I know. But this is August 5th to him, so we can't.
Oh,
I'm a little mad at him. I'll be honest. I'm a little mad at him. Like, we did it. Let
get
us off the hook.
Jeez.
Nico.
Hi, Nico.
This is Nico. I think this is our friend from Malaysia or something, wasn't it? I don't know where he was. I just remember the name.
Nico, I remember also being on the Twitter account.
Okay. Just to let you guys know, I have no criticism for you guys. I'm not fairly pleased with your show. Your show is just simply amazing.
Fairly pleased.
There. Boom. He got me. I was like, well, then what is that? He says, and no, my last name is not Buzzy, but Bazzelli.
Oh.
Italian, maybe. And thanks for the heads up on the trophies. I found them. One last thing. If you guys are interested in fighting games, you should check look into Tekken. It's my favorite fighting series, and I would love to play with either of you online. My name online is yada, yada, yada. You guys are awesome, Nico. So
thanks,
I say yada, 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 because I think that maybe the listeners don't want us to give out their, I don't know. Let us know if you care if we give out your video, your gamer tag. So
yeah.
That, you know. Mm-hmm. You don't get a ton of friend requests like we do because we're so freaking cool. Here comes Caleb.
I think I have like 2,000 at this point.
No, I'm not quite there. Let's not forget that I am not the voice of Sly Cooper.
I get messages all the time of people going, hey, Kevin, so glad you're online. Can you make Justin accept me as a friend?
Really? I accept everybody.
Somebody said you haven't yet, and it's been weeks.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I will get on there tomorrow and do that.
I just ignore him. I'm like, good luck. That Justin.
That
he's
Justin
kind
is
of
a jerk. Please read this, Justin, as Irish guy and Kevin as Murray.
Okay.
I'm glad you guys had fun with my 30 emails. Here are my questions and ideas. I'll go in order. All right. Okay. How was my... I don't remember the angry Irish guy. I'll just try.
Okay, so should I do the even ones?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Does your P.O. box take flat rate boxes? Yes, it does. I think that's not the way he wanted that done.
Yeah.
But. Hey, Sly, what are your thoughts on the Arkham City? Ooh, I'm very excited about that game.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, how does the premise work?
What do you mean?
Well, because Arkham Asylum supposedly...
They lured him in, and then Joker set everybody free.
Yeah, and then he was in there, but really, he could have left, because he called the bat wing in and crashed in, and I'm like, oh, he could probably just get on his wing and leave. But obviously, there's more to it than that.
Yeah.
So, what is Arkham Asylum? Or Arkham City?
I think the idea
trapped
of
trapped in the whole city?
Yeah, I think the Arkham City thing is that they've all escaped and taken over Gotham City and made it Arkham City.
I have the game and have played it 0.0 minutes. That's not
true. You haven't played Arkham Asylum at all?
I played
it. Have you seen it?
I have. I played.
Like, seen,
I put the intro because I got it for the Xbox 360.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. I watched the opening part and it was like, oh, that's interesting. And I couldn't get into it. I'll go back to it. I'll try it again.
You should.
I just finished. I'm almost done with Uncharted, number one.
Uncharted 2.
There are more than 12 chapters.
Find a dead time to play that.
There's like 20 chapters.
I really enjoy... I wish that it was... We lived in a time in our lives and in general that we could... You remember, like, come over to your friend's house. I've said this multiple times and play video games because I would watch you play Arkham Asylum.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
To watch me enjoy it?
Yeah.
You did that for the last Star
Wars
DLC.
It's a fun
DLC.
Movie game. Like,
All right.
I like it. I like it.
Maybe Kat will like it. I'll try.
How funny would it be in a... That was horrible. That was horrible. I can't remember this angry Irish guy. How funny would it be in a Sly boss battle while the guy is doing his crazy rant if Sly just harpooned the boss with his cane, rips the cane out of him, and walks away? So I guess he's saying that if it gets all like just violent, like Mortal Kombat-ish, and just puts the cane
be pretty great.
In half.
Yeah, I'd like to see a little more of that. A little more R-rated.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin... Do you know who Chris Tomlin is?
Hey. I know of him. I do not know him personally. He's a Christian artist, I believe.
Oh.
Big one.
Who am I thinking of then? The guy from
Chris Tallman.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Thank you. Yeah. You know me so well. I was like, that is he does. That's what I thought. He does Christian art too.
Yeah. No. Chris Tallman's very funny. Chris Tomlin, not so funny.
No,
I don't know.
He's not that guy that did that weird like urine thing, did he? I heard about that.
No. Yeah, we played that, didn't we? Here.
I don't think I talked about it with Tom Wilson, like off air. That's
Chris
how I
Tom
found out
Wilson?
About it.
No, he's a Christian artist. He like a lot of music. It played
oh,
in
music
churches.
Artist. I see.
Yeah. Our
I was
played,
thinking of
our
like
by Chris
paint
Tomlin.
Is
yeah.
what I was thinking. Okay.
I know some guys.
I like that's working out that we're all. Did you do that? Did you?
No,
me
I just
you saw your name? Like each of the questions is for us in particular. Yeah. I like it.
If
Justin,
we should have done it the other way.
Do you like Batman comics? yes, I don't. I've never read a Batman comic. But I have these weird moments where I'm like, you know, like I'm kind of been disappointed, honestly, in the Deadpool ones. Like
oh, really?
I went back and went, but I also comics are rough for me because I want to know it all. Like I want to see every picture. So I'm going back to like 1950 when I don't think comics were really that good for somebody from my era. Like
no,
I need
not.
To read 1990s comics and
but
then I will
start,
enjoy them.
You can start with something like I have. The first 60 issues of the X-Men comic that came out in 1990 when we were super into comics.
Yeah.
So I can loan you those if you want.
No,
and
I
some
like
of
the
them,
digital. I mean, I don't want to because I,
oh,
I
that's
I'll
right.
mess
you're,
your stuff up. You know, like
nah.
I will.
Nah.
I will.
Trust you.
I think I'm gonna do that because I have the Green Lantern app, but I think I'm gonna get the DC app just to check out some of the Batman comics because I do love the video game. I like Dark Knight, but it's not like that movie. I love that movie because I'm a huge Batman fan. Like I don't have that level of appreciation for it, but I do look at it and go, that's a solid piece of cinema set in a superhero license that is really well done, and I think loyal to the license. So kudos to you.
Yeah, but Kat and I have taken. I've found out that she really loves the 1960s Batman. So we TiVo it on the hub and watch that whenever we're feeling. Whenever we just need
that's
noise.
That's quite a jump to go back and forth between those two.
Yeah, exactly. And so I told her, I'm like, you know, I forget that this is also Batman.
Yeah.
Because I know them both as Batman. It's a little like...
with his painted on eyebrows.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a little like a baby to a grown man. Mm-hmm. Like, I knew my half-sister when she was this little glob of whining goo. And now I know her as this 20-something married woman working for the military as an OGBYN. And like, they're the same person. But she no longer tries to climb up the side of a building with the camera turned 90 degrees.
Yeah. Why would she do that when they could CG it?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Let's see. Oh, you're up.
Oh, what number are we on? Worst intro Mexican ever. What?
Info mercy and ever.
I don't understand. Okay.
Next question. Could you guys do a scene as Batman, Justin, Kevin, Robin versus a giant lint ball?
Okay.
Yes, we could. Number 8, I think that's you.
Did you watch our show? If it's not cool, can you enlarge the font? I'm so far away.
If not, it's cool. That was really good. That
right? Yeah, yeah, that was good.
Not that I'm saying.
No, I know. I'm working on it.
You nailed the inflection really well on that one, I felt.
I appreciate
it. It's a solid
that.
Impression.
No.
No. That's not a dig. It's not out of lack of interest.
Did you, on your show, were you Batman and Robin against a giant lint ball?
Yeah, where did the lint ball? I want to know what's up with that. I don't know. So there we go. Worst instrument to get girls.
Ooh. There's no question mark there, but I sense one.
Bagpipes.
I would say the ukulele, but that actually works.
I'm not too proud of this answer, but I was going to say flute because I think it has negative connotation.
Maybe.
Like she's going to look at you and go, what the hell is this supposed to mean?
I'd say the xylophone.
Ooh.
Kind of hard to rock it when you got an xylophone.
Yeah. I'm going to go. I like yours.
Thanks.
I was going to say recorder, but that's kind of cute, hot, Zelda-ish.
You can get away. Because you can do something nice with that. But
yeah.
Xylophone's like, come over, baby, and listen to my xylophone. Yeah. Only if you're 40 and balding and have no hair.
I'm going to add to my list clarinet. There we go.
Why was Sly and the Thievius Raccoonus like Crash Bandicoot?
I think the real question is why wasn't it?
Number 11.
What should I put as question 11? I think that was good.
11.1.
Is that me?
Yes.
All right. 11.1. I got it. What should be our show? Sign off. You guys have okay. Bye. What should we have? Insert your negative salutation here.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Insert goodbye here.
Yeah.
Later, fellas. Wait. You need to have at least a last word or something here. I don't know why Murray has become country. Bye. Now you say something. LOL.
Good times. Thanks, Caleb. This one comes to us from Jeremy. He says, hello, Justin and Kevin. I've been a huge fan of the Second Funniest Podcast for quite some time now.
Why was quite in capital Q?
Because he just wants to emphasize it. Like about 1 to 2 months, and I got a question for both of you guys.
Thanks. Thanks for being popular or being fans of us for 1 or 2 months.
Well, I mean,
we've been on the air for nearly 3 years.
Yeah, but he could easily go back. What if he went back and listened to 3 years worth of episodes in 2 months?
His name is Jeremy Mueller, which is kind of a weird mashup. If you were to go in the spectrum between names, Justin Worsham to Kevin Miller, somewhere in
Jeremy
between
Mueller
is
Jeremy would be
Mueller.
I like it.
The exact middle of those two names. Yeah.
Kevin, what was it like when you heard your voice in the Sly Cooper games? Was it not what you expected, or was it on the spot great?
It was on the spot great. It wasn't that it wasn't something I expected. We bought that cabinet in black. I just realized that.
Kevin's pointing to my second son's dresser. That's the Malm dresser in birch.
How long have you had that?
Birch, since way before he was born.
Yeah, I was going to because we just bought it.
We never come in this room.
In black. Yeah,
or we're up against the closet.
Right, and it's in the corner there. That's great. We put games in it. We needed an entire dresser just for games. It's
of
in the living
you do.
Room.
Yeah, you're the Millers.
Did. Yeah, exactly. They're board games, not video games. Although
even then, you got to get a dresser for those.
Oh, crap. We have one. It's called
Daddy doesn't sell them.
What was I talking about? Daddy. oh, yeah. So it wasn't that it wasn't something I expected, but maybe you felt this way. They're listening to a line I don't remember recording. I do not remember that.
I never had that because, other than when I think, what was it, Ace Combat or something, where you hear just your noise is white noise. The voiceover that you did is like radio traffic that you can't really understand. That was the closest I had to that. But I've never had a recording session that was so crazy long.
So long that
I
forgotten.
Would be like, I don't even remember saying that.
Yeah. And, you know, because some of it goes by so fast. Yeah. And then later you're like, oh, okay. That's cool. That sounded good. And I really think, I'll tell you this, that my roommate at the time was watching me play the first Sly game for a little while. And if you remember, the first Sly game was very obstacle course heavy. Uh-huh. That's what all the game was. And I was running through a level and just burning through. And he asked something like, oh, how many times have you done this scene? And I was like, I've never seen this before. And I'll never forget because it was in the snow level in China. And I'm like running down a zip line full speed, jumping over something to get on without missing a beat. And I was like, I'm pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I think, and I honestly believe this, it's because I spent so much time learning about the character and talking to the developers that I kind of got an unnatural sense for what the game was going to be like and what they wanted you to do, because I had talked to the people who were like, yeah, we want you to be able to be sneaky and energetic and fun. And so
you're saying that translated to being able to understand the gameplay fairly easily.
Yeah, a little better than most.
I'm going to throw on top of that the use of jump and press the circle button in the dialogue also gives you a hint on
gameplay. Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, it's very true. I did have a problem with it. I won't forget, though, the first time you're told to jump and press the circle button is when you meet the ladder in the very first level, and Bentley says, you can jump and press the circle button and climb onto ropes or pipes. And then Sly says, or like that ladder over there. And we spend so much time discussing the comedy of the line, like that ladder over there, which is why I will deliver it the same way every time.
Like they had a specific way they wanted.
Because it's a joke. Bentley's going, you can climb on all this really difficult stuff.
Because if you just said, or that ladder over there.
Yeah, exactly.
It just sounds like a list, and they're like, we're not going to get a payoff on this joke we wrote that we're very proud of.
Exactly. Yeah. Like that ladder over there. Yeah, and like that ladder over there. Yeah, and like that ladder over there.
That ladder over there, which would probably be the funniest read.
I'm a fan.
Justin, I heard you do the KFC guy accent. I like that that's an accent. I like that.
Usher is not a style of music.
I've heard you do that black dude and an Irish accent, but what other voices can you do? Honestly, I don't even think I do those. I know that I can look at, like, I've done it for auditions. When I first got to Los Angeles, I auditioned for like 8 different animated show pilots.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't
insane.
Know that.
Oh, yeah.
How did you get those?
Through LA Casting and Actors Access, I would submit myself for stuff, and then they would. But it was funny, like, I didn't have a demo reel. They just saw my credits. And so they would bring me in, and I would be at somebody's house in, you know, Santa Monica or somewhere in somebody's apartment. And they would give me the little, you know, pictures of the characters or whatever. And then from there, I would, you know, make up a voice and try it.
That's
and,
cool. Just like
and I honestly thought that something would happen out of it, but nothing ever did.
Like, and those pilots never went anywhere.
Everything went, yeah, no, I never saw anything.
Except for that one,
a lot of them were
SpongeBob
web-based, too.
I don't remember.
Nah, SpongeBob. It was like this square robot who had a friend that was like a satellite or something. Yep. And I just remember him being kind of uppity, and then there was this other guy that... I think he was like an asteroid to like, he was just, meh, you know, that was right, what they were looking for. But nothing ever came of that show. So, you know, a lot of things get, ideas get made here in LA, and a lot of them just die.
Never go
that's
anywhere.
That's just how it works.
So true.
So, speaking of ideas that die, let's talk to our friend Dalton. He says, right. Hi, this is Dalton.
Hi, Dalton.
I love your show, and I am from the insert title here show, and you pronounce my last name, Pasley. And when will you do the Super Pups episode? Oh, when is that going to happen?
More Super Pup questions.
Yeah.
We'll do an episode about the Super Pups?
We can. Or I think what they're looking for is back when you were given the challenge. But honestly, the listeners failed.
Yeah.
They failed in their subscribership.
There was supposed to be a monetary donation.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
So until that happens, no Super Pups for you. I would entertain doing a short story of the Super Pups or posting an old Super Pups comic strip. I'll do that
so that
you can see that. I do need to post. I post a question today about the Mega Man villains. Did you ever do this? But you weren't so nerdy or fanboy as I was, but I loved Mega Man as a kid. And
I'm looking back at it wishing I would have played it more because it did not look appealing to me at all.
You'd love it. Because it's all, and it's cool because you can choose what boss to attack, who to go. So you just see every game was the exact same. There's a grid, like a keypad, and you're in the middle. And then you just choose one of the 8 bosses around you to attack. And once you defeat that level, you have that power. So you have that power against the
next
level.
Yeah.
So it's kind of freeform in that way. And then depending on which powers you had, if you could replay a level or do that level with that power, you could access secret stuff and unlock other things long before trophies. And but it was all about the villains, all these like Metal Man and Moon Man and everything. Everybody was a robot named Man for some reason. But I got to look these up. I had drawn a ton of men, a different Mega Man villains, and I love that stuff. So I'll dig that up, and I'll post that too because that
love
was
it.
Magic. That was magic.
This next one comes from Matt. He says, bam, 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 bam. On the Second Funniest Podcast. I am your email writer, Matt, and your host, and you host of the Second Funniest Podcast. We have Justin Woosham, and the one, the only, the early adopter, the KevinMiller.com,
nice.
Which comes with a hyperlink, I should mention. Jump and press the circle button, guys, and insert funny Kevin comment here. So let's go to the questions. First, Justin and Kevin, what is your guys' favorite football team?
Ooh. Oh, LA Extreme.
Damn it. Why did you leave us XFL? It is from the XFL, right?
Yeah, okay, you got it.
For a second,
I love that
maybe
this
it was
is
a Tecmo Bowl or something
you.
Reference. But I grew up a 49. I jumped a lot as a kid. So I'm going to say that right now I kind of am pulling for the 49ers. But I kind of, because they're closer to home, the Chargers, if LA ever had a team, I would be like, boom, that's it. All loyalties are cast aside.
And that's happening.
Yeah.
They've
said it?
The city has approved the expansion of the stadium in downtown LA.
I love it.
That is a huge step in that direction.
Kevin, you have a favorite football team?
I'm a New England Patriots fan, but if the Chargers do move to LA, I will...
The Chargers aren't going to move. Is that what they're saying?
Oh, yes.
Oh, even better. Yes. I like this.
The Chargers. They'll go back to being the LA Chargers.
I like it.
Yeah, I'd be all over it. I would become a Charger. It'd be hard because I've liked the Patriots for the past 10 years because they won my affections as opposed to, you know, we were supposed to like the
local team, which I'm not a fan. That's why I like racing so much because there isn't really that same thing.
And it's like, why can't I like the team that I think plays the way I would play or has the talent the way I would play?
I like that aspect of it.
What's that?
plays the way I would play.
That's how, like, I watched Tom Brady and the gutsy, then that Super Bowl when the first time they won, I'm like, that's how you win games. He could have laid down and die and just given up and been like, oh, great, I shouldn't be here anyway. Thanks for the
it
fun
was good
ride.
Run. Yeah. Good run.
But he fought for it and with just that calm, casual Tom Brady, like, we're having a good time throwing the ball around. And that's what I like about
him. He's playing catch with his dad in the backyard. Yeah.
So if the Chargers move, they'll have to get Tom Brady for me to be a true fan.
Jeremy, I think that counts as a voice, what I just did, by the way. Let's see. He says, mine is the Buffalo Bills. Yes, I know they suck. No, I don't care about that stuff. Every team is good and bad years. Maybe that's because I'm a Niner fan.
I was going to say the Buffalo Bills were in the Super Bowl for 4 years solid. There's only one team that sucks. And it's the Texans. Then that's only because
they used to be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for the longest time.
Yeah, and then they beat their doppelgangers, the Raiders, in 2002.
Also, what is your favorite movie? And Justin, if you don't say Dark Knight, Kevin might kill you. Mine is Raiders of the Lost Ark. My favorite movie. That's a great question.
I might kill you.
It's not Dark Knight, so I guess I have to die.
I've killed him. This is scary.
I would have to say for the longest time it was Forrest Gump, and then for a while it was As Good as It Gets. I'm trying to think. I don't have like that favorite movie really thing. I mean, I like the Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm really enjoying watching all the Harry Potters again with my son.
Yeah, those are solid.
So, yeah, I'm trying to think of a comedy, though, that made me laugh, like, because that's what I really think I should like, and I can't think of a comedy that made me laugh, like, really, really hard.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of, like, Knocked Up a little bit, but only, like, certain parts. There hasn't been a movie. Dinner for the Schmucks, I laughed a lot through that. I really enjoyed that movie, so there you go.
I loved Dark Knight, but I would say it was the first movie I ever watched since I understood screenwriting and film. That I didn't walk out and go, here are the three things or the 20 things that were wrong with it. Mm. It was the first time I ever saw a movie where I was like, that was perfect.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that makes it my favorite film on the count of I've only seen it the one time. And I currently own 3 copies of it.
Yeah, because that's the real issue is that's not how I'm wired. I don't like to watch things again because I feel like I'm repeating pieces of life that I've checked off.
Oh,
like,
interesting.
I like to move on.
See, and I actually believe, I've never had an instructor tell me this, so I know it to be true, that you need to watch a movie twice. Once to enjoy the ride that you're supposed to go
like
on.
Like a fan.
Yeah, and then second time to see how they built it. Mm-hmm. And so that you can know, okay, this scene is applying this moment later and how this all balances out so you can see things coming. I'll just say Raiders of the Lost Ark. Just throwing that out there.
Kevin, I hope you are happy that I am not riding on the 4th of July. I am a true patriot. Go USA. Okay, now seriousness. I have to say, when I found your podcast, I seriously thought after hearing one of your podcasts, I thought, whoa, why aren't they the first funniest podcast? I would like to see the person who judges podcasts, but then I realized, oh, that's the joke.
This is now my favorite email.
Also, when you read one of my podcast, when you read one of my podcasts, that was the best, he says, when you read one of my emails on the podcast, that was the best day of my life. So I have to thank you because you are my heroes in the comedy world. So I can't thank you enough. P.S. I do Sly Cooper News on YouTube and promote you guys every chance I get because you guys are such an influence. If I could ever interview you guys, I would seriously think you guys were kidding because I would be frozen from shock. So that would be awesome. But if not, that is totally fine. Just reading my emails is enough to make me the happiest guy in the world. Keep jumping and pressing the circle button. But if the PS3 get rid of the circle button, jump and hit the star button maybe.
Did he just ask us for an interview without asking us for an interview?
No, I think he's saying he's doing that thing that I think, you know, you do that you're like, you know, hey, I want you to know.
I'll come over and fix your toilet.
Yeah, it's exactly. All good. That's an inside joke. But anyway, I think what he's saying is like, listen, I'm not going to hate you guys if you say no. I don't. And it's like this thing, like it's like being married. That I know that a lot of you may not be able to relate to this idea, but in a or any relationship, right? A girl or man would like the other person to be affectionate because they want to, not because they're asking them to.
Yeah.
So what he wants is he wants to say, hey, I do this show, and he would like for it to be like, we would love to be on your show. But he also wants to make it clear that he's like, I kind of have to ask you, but I don't want you to feel obligated to out of the pity or obligation or anything like that.
You should be an 8th grade camp counselor.
That's what I do.
You're blowing my mind.
I know, right? So yeah, we'll be on your show, and we'll do the insert title here show.
Wait. What? Is he cute? I mean,
His name is Matt with 2 T's.
Oh, that sounds pretty cute.
Yeah, right?
Wait, that like we were TV the girl cute, in this right? scenario.
Oh,
right?
I see. Yeah. For a while, I didn't understand what you were doing. Does he have a car? You got to do more of like that. Like, is he cute?
That's what pumps mean. That's from The Simpsons. I stole that. It wasn't even context.
All right. So yeah, well, I'll reply to your email, Matt, and we'll send us an email. And yeah, exactly. Send us an email, and we'll figure out a day.
Read the subject on this next email.
Jaden, it says, Morgan Freeman. Hi, Kevin and Justin. Jump and press the circle button.
Jump and press the circle button to you. Jaden.
My name is Jaden, and I demand Kevin to do a sly improvisation. And if Justin wants, try a Morgan Freeman impression. Not to sound demanding or anything.
You just did sound
extreme
demand.
Disney. That's what I always think. Every time I see that, I think extreme Disney with that X and D.
That's why they did that. Disney don't miss a trick.
I don't know how to do a good more like Shawshank Redemption. This is my Morgan Freeman. The Civil War was fought back in 1864.
That sounds more like Stinky Morgan Pete from Toy Story 2.
Ah, that's Frasier Crane doing Morgan Freeman doing a gold rush.
The character of Stinky Pete was like, I'm Stinky Pete. But then Kelsey Grammer would be like,
he's an actor. I never understood that part.
I loved it.
I know.
I just got an audition recently where they wanted me to sound like Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah.
And I was like, good job.
So you did Stinky Pete?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I wish I had the balls to pull that off. That'd be great. But it was funny because the very first job I ever got for doing voiceovers for Jet Set Radio Future, and my name is Kevin Miller. Uh-huh. And as we've discussed in the past, Kevin Blackton, who is all the villains on...
Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace. On Sly, has this very booming, deep, dark voice. And so the producer, when I walk in the room, was like, I was all of 115 pounds wet. I mean, I was a slight little guy when I first started doing this stuff. And I was tiny. And so he's like,
you're saying you were small.
I was tiny.
Got it.
And so the producer's like, oh, yeah, we're really looking forward to meeting you, Kevin. We listened to your stuff. We said it sounds just like Kelsey Grammer. And I was shell-shocked. I was just like, okay, cool. And I thought in my head, maybe this voiceover stuff is a big sham. Because if I sound like Kelsey Grammer on the microphone, then all gloves are off. Like, no holds bar, anything's possible.
It's a glass ceiling now.
Yeah,
I'm
I was like,
climb straight to the top.
I was like, glass ceiling. I'm ready. I'm going to get in there and I'm going to sound like Kelsey Grammer. And Greg, the owner of the studio, comes in and goes, no, that's the other Kevin. That's Kevin Blackton. He's doing the noise tanks. And they're like, Oh, okay, great. Here we go. This is going to be fun, too. So for one shining moment, I sounded like Kevin Blackton and Kelsey Grammer. And when I told Kat, I'm like, I have to sound like Kelsey Grammer and do an impression of Frasier. She's like, you could do that. This is Kat doing an impression of Frasier. Oh, Roz. That was pretty good.
Your wife's a very talented lady.
She was pretty good.
Very talented lady.
She had me thinking. I'm like, no, stop that. I'm not reading for that to embarrass myself.
Hold on. I want to hear some Morgan Freeman. Can you pull up some Morgan Freeman
for
me?
Yeah,
I want to see if I can even make an attempt. I know that, you know, I appreciate you guys challenging me. And I know that these impressions and these voices are definitely what I do. It's, you know, a lot of people think stand-up comedy is what pays my bills and managing an apartment building and being an amazing father. But no, it doesn't end there.
You know what you do? You're a good team player. Listen to you vamp so I could find that.
No, this is my speech leading into my amazing Morgan Freeman.
Here it comes.
Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you guys the behind the scenes.
TNT, the world premiere of Morgan Freeman in
The Narrator. This is not it.
Ever since I was a little boy.
Ever since I was a little boy.
The sound of my voice.
The sound of my voice.
Figured you either get busy talking or you get busy dying.
You get busy talking or you get busy dying.
Even right now I'm just sitting in a chair, sipping some tea and reading from a script. The wall is covered with something that resembles egg crates, except they're soft and spongy, like a Twinkie, like a Twinkie.
That's not Morgan Freeman.
Like a Twinkie. Like a Twinkie.
Here you go. Here's another one. More Morgan Freeman.
It's coming right your way.
Whoa!
That's creepy.
I'm Morgan Freeman. Now, I wish I could tell you that Frederick was available to take your call. I wish I could tell you that. But this is no fairy tale world. Frederick is gone now, to where I cannot say. It's possible that he went down to the corner store for a beverage. Or maybe he's out walking the dog.
It's a creepy, lucky, outgoing message from the future of
get
like
busy
a
leaving your message.
Facial animated picture.
Almost
like how they do in Conan. That
I honestly thought something was wrong with my brain when I first started playing.
Yeah, I had a blue screen going on,
I did not understand what was happening.
That was insane.
You need to type in Morgan Freeman outgoing message and watch your brain. No, voice Morgan Freeman voice message and watch your brain just dissolve in front of yourself. So do you think you have it? Can you do Morgan Freeman? Do you
I think
samples?
I think I can do it.
Okay.
And you've said before, Morgan, that you're a man of God. When you did this,
I am. Shut your face. Don't ask me about questions.
You're not?
No.
Oh.
No.
You're a man of faith.
Faith. It's a big difference.
So all right. So the question of faith leads us most of the time to a God. What is your view of faith?
The question of faith is whatever
actually
believe is. We take a lot of what we're talking about in science on faith.
That's correct.
We call it a theory, and until it's disproven, we have faith that it's true. If the mathematics work out, then it's true, mm-hmm. until it's proven to be untrue. For instance, if you remember, there was one point when we had mapped the universe, and we knew what all of the matter was. We knew where the edge of the universe was. And then we got the Hubble telescope, and we thought,
not quite there. It's a little further on.
Right.
Yeah, I could do that. Matter of truth. That, all sorts of faith.
That looked like it was going to be a pile of stinking crap, and both of those people impressed me there. Well done, Morgan Freeman, breaking down science.
Yeah, he stuck to his guns, and
science's
she
faith
rephrased
and,
it, and then he allowed... Like,
yeah, she made an ass out of herself, but she was able to say, well, faith means God, so what do you mean by that?
Yeah.
Well done.
Now, I think that's... How old is that clip?
I want to say
probably almost 4 to 6 years
I don't know what
old.
He's promoting on this. It's on CNN.
No, it should go back on the... It should be read right underneath the... Right here somewhere.
That clip was from last year.
I would have guessed those hosts were more than 4 or 5 years old because now they just have pretty people that aren't interesting. CNN. Maybe
it's CNN.
That's more
they're
credible.
Still doing news. All right, so you're Morgan Freeman. I'm Sly.
Okay.
Hey, I was wondering if you wanted to join our gang.
Hello, raccoon.
Yeah.
I honor your invitation into your gang.
Yeah.
I would enter it with open arms and an open heart.
Well, that's great, because you know how to bust out of...
I have nothing but faith. I'm sorry.
You know how to bust out of jail. I was hoping you could join us.
It is true that I once escaped from a redemption of Shawshankedness, but I did so with the help of another man.
Mm.
You will be that other man, young raccoon.
Really?
Yes. I will join your gang, and we will defeat many foes in the lands that we will come across.
Are you...
All of these things will be foreseen.
Are you prophesying right now?
I'm sorry.
It sounds like you're...
If I am prophesizing, I cannot help for the way that I speak makes it so that I must get on top of a box of soap and talk in a manner that is elitist and superior because of these pipes and these pauses.
They're spectacular. So you'll join us?
Of course I will join you. First, we just have to have a plan of where we would like to go, things we would like to take. I have a bucket list.
of things that I would like to accomplish as a criminal.
That was very impressive.
Well, thank you. Number one.
Do you know you look a lot like God? Sorry, go on.
I have been told that many a times, but I am a person of faith, but not a Christian. I want that to be known. If there are things that we believe in faith, I have faith that this belt will hold my pants up above my hips.
You're a penguin, though.
Yes, I am many things. I will walk with penguins. I will march with penguins. I will sleep with penguins, but not in the sexual sense. Oh. I mean just in a manner of one would spoon with another penguin, which is easy to spoon because their bodies are shaped in such a way that it is easy to cup.
So what happens when you jump and press the circle button?
When I jump and press the circle button, people will come and see movies. Things will be made to make you laugh and cry. And I will be able to walk upon the slightest of surfaces.
Wow. Like God. Hey, you know what? I think we got the position filled in the gang. You can just hang out here in the jail cell.
Hold on, young.
I don't really think you know how to get out
raccoon.
Of here.
Raccoon, I know how to get out of here. It is through loquacious, long-winded speeches, and that is how we kill the time of a sentence that has been given that is too grand of nature or too severe for the penalty for which I have been charged.
Can you tell me what those things are underneath your eye?
They are cholesterol deposits. I'm tired of people calling them taco meat freckles. That is hurtful. And I do not appreciate it. You will not break up with me on this day. For there will be a Sly 5 that will be released in June of 2013. And I, Morgan Freeman, will be there.
There's just a card on the table that has my name. That's it. Just I don't know how to make that sound effect.
I don't know.
Somebody make that a cartoon.
That was good. That was good. That was awesome. If they're going to make it a cartoon, I want to tell... Where did he... What? There's just a card here. Let us see what it says. It on the front has a picture of a raccoon of some kind, I'm guessing, by some sort of hieroglyphic iconery. On the inside of the card, it says nothing. Oh, woe is me. There's your ending for you to animate. Good.
And you even put it down, which was very nice.
I know.
Of you.
I believe in space work.
It was good. I was going to give you some music to go out to. Guess so you'd have the ending credits.
Oh, raccoon, rule the day that you have crossed Morgan Freeman. For when I get out of this redemption of Shawshank, I will find you. I will use this card as a form of a clue to hunt you down and find you now.
Morgan Freeman, everybody. Morgan Freeman.
Okay, now we're still on Jaden's email. Jesus.
Oh, crap.
A couple of questions. When are you guys going to get Matt Olson and Chris Burfield on the show again? When the game comes out? Number two, I shook Kate Middleton's hand. Have you done anything like that before? No.
Who's the biggest celebrity you've
a
ever
princess?
Met? You've met a few.
I shook Prince's hand. That's close.
Who did he
Kate Middleton. That's the princess and future queen of England.
Well, maybe.
Let's see.
Maybe. I mean, there has to be a lot of deaths.
In high school, I made out with a chick that had the word princess on her pants. It's as close as that comes.
That's pretty impressive. I have a story about princesses. When I used to work at Disneyland, I don't know if I've ever shared this story before, but backstage of Disneyland is disgusting. It was built in the 1950s and has not been touched up like the rest of the park is. So there's like broken cinder blocks and unpainted cafeterias and stuff. It is just a desolate place backstage. And I was walking. There's a little door in between, kind of just tucked away right by where Tomorrowland and the Main Street kind of split off. There's a little door there, and there's a cafeteria right behind. And you kind of have to weave through three doors to get to it so that you can't see it from the streets. So I'm walking through desolate town, going from, you know, fantasy world to Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. And as I turn the corner, there is a lady dressed up as, I think it was Cinderella, or it might have been Snow White, but, you know, they spend hours in makeup, and they have their hair, it's all a wig. They're wearing these perfect, pristine dresses, and she was backlit because the sun was behind her, and she was just a glowing angel. Ooh. And it took my breath away. I mean, I was working in the park, and I got instantly like sweaty and nervous, and all I had to do was walk by her. But it definitely it sucked me in the face. So nice. I was like, that was Snow White.
So suck on that, Jaden. So you met royalty, whatever.
Yeah, we met Snow White. At the time I was single, and so I was working at the cowboy show, and so I started to ask around. I'm like, so how does one meet the princesses here? And one of the gay directors like, boy, you don't want any of that trouble. Those girls are a hot mess.
Oh, I love it. That character from True Blood was in my head saying that. What would you rather have in a collector's edition of Sly TIT? Which is so funny to me.
I don't know what. Like, nobody noticed. I need to ask the marketing department.
It's like, we had to talk about that on the show, that the original poster idea was Yogi Bear, for Yogi Bear, was Good Things Come in Bears. With Boo Boo sitting behind with his devilish look and Yogi standing behind him smiling.
It's like in Seattle, they have the South Lake Urban Transit.
South Lake Urban Slut.
Yeah. So they had, I'm not making this up.
They had slut on the train.
That was the name of the train, but they'd spell it out, South Lake Urban Transit. So they'd be like, shirts instantly printed on the market. I rode the slut to work today.
I want that shirt.
Who was like, no one will notice. Nobody will notice.
No one cares. Yeah, so let's see, having the collectors, a replica of Sly's cane, the Thievius Raccoonus, or Sly's hat?
I think I said what's going to be on there. I think you get your own keys to the Sly Cooper van, and
And if you find the van, you get to keep it.
That's right. Yeah. That's how it goes.
How many times has Kevin played the Sly Cooper series, having the fact that he's the voice actor and all?
I think I answered this on my webpage, but it's like 4 times for the first one, 5 for the second, once for the third.
Why do cats stick their butts up when you pet them?
Have we not? I feel like I'm getting some serious deja vu. Haven't we talked about that?
I feel like we have, but the Morgan Freeman part is different. Although it'd be a pretty funny bit if he sent the same questions. By the way. Because we
won't know.
It's not very good if we're stupid, so just don't.
Yeah, don't make us look stupid.
I think it has to do with their come hither stairs, and the same reason why I made out with a chick with princess on her butt. Did you notice that in an interview with
Glenn? Make out with her butt?
Huh?
What?
I don't want to talk about it. Did you notice that in an interview with Glenn Egan, the interviewer says "sneeze in time," Extreme Disney. And then he puts the YouTube listen from 2:35.
Oh, yeah, let's check that out. I want to see what that's all about.
Sneeze in time, 2:35.
Oh, man, there's a lot going on. A lot. This is a big video here. Oh, yeah.
Big by the combat moves. It's just all kinds of crazy stuff you can do. Really got to bring the A game here.
So let's talk about sneeze in time. What's the...
he doesn't even flinch.
What can you talk about at this point? Because I know there's outfits that we see Sly changing into.
Every episode...
what are we seeing right there?
So here you've collected a suit of armor. Now, in the original game...
That was some sloppy hosting there.
Yeah.
What can we... He just basically said, what can you say? He did this interview like 4 times throughout the weekend, and he didn't have anything better to say than... What can you say?
Yeah.
Segue here.
please talk so I can stop talking because I can't stop talking.
I can't stop talking
about costumes and suits and sneezing.
Yeah, exactly. Just ask your question, and if he can't answer it, he's going to be like, well, I'm not going to tell you right now.
And I think the real reason why they didn't name it Sneeze in Time, because everybody would much rather play Tit than Sit.
You know, Sly Cooper Sit. I wanted to, at least it's on the move.
By the way, I'm 14, Extreme Disney. P.S. You guys are awesome.
You are awesome.
All right, we got to get start wrapping this up. So let's
the
do a
next
couple 40 more of these.
Are by Caleb, so
we can skip those.
Yeah,
do we need to start having a Caleb email?
Yeah,
I'd like to apologize to Kevin for causing the giant revolt on Facebook, which caused this email episode that he hates. If you guys would still like to be on our show, please contact us here
as soon as possible
so we could set up a day. Thanks a lot. Yeah, we'll make that happen.
Yeah, right.
Just listened to episode 241 about superheroes. I really enjoyed Kevin's superhero story. So, Kevin, are you going pro? Because I'd be willing to come down and be your sidekick.
I don't remember 241 and superheroes.
I think we were talking about like what we would do as superheroes. And then there was also, I heard an interview from the super that there were actual superheroes that had been shot and stabbed that were running around
towns
and stuff like that.
Well, I have an awesome story. I guess I'll share it next week about...
Maybe that's the story, though. Is that the
story? No. It just happened. It's a recent thing. I'm essentially LARPing now.
Oh.
It's pretty great.
Awesome. But here's why I'm emailing you. Dramatic pause. That's what that was. The return of Trivia Challenge. Would you guys be willing to do a trivia challenge about the history of the first comic book superheroes, vigilantes, first comic book, and real-life sidekicks, best and worst superhero games and movies, Marvel's versus DC comic-wise,
like five different
movie-wise, and yeah, who remember we would pick a word, Caleb?
Yeah.
That's what we would do.
And we've done a lot of these as episodes already.
I'd like Green Arrow, Martian Manhunter, or maybe Nightwing. It would rock if you guys would consider to do it. It'd be epic. Oh, Kevin, since you are a white guy, man, can I be the Caucasian kid?
I was white. I need to go back and listen to episode 241.
All right. Why don't we do that on your show? We'll do. We could talk about all those things on your show. Maybe.
But I will not rehearse or research any of it. I'm just going to give you my blind opinions on this topic, especially three heroes that I know nothing about.
What the thing about Sneeze Arrow?
I love the name Martian Manhunter. Yeah. I have no idea.
No idea. I've never seen anything.
I've heard of his name. I've seen. I could point him out in a lineup. I have no idea. I've never read a single comic.
My kid has a Justice League kids book that he got at the library, and I was reading through it, and it was like, and Martian Man, I never saw him in the cartoon, I was like, what?
So I'm guessing by the name, he's a Martian that kills men, right? Isn't that the idea? He's like he's a police officer. I've got to find out more.
All right. Well, we got to wrap it up because we're going to do another episode. So we'll finish up emails and then talk about other stuff with whatever time we have left.
Yeah, I'll tell you all about my LARPing adventures next week.
LARPing. Yeah, we got to do that. Yeah, yeah. That is exciting. So please, pretty, please send us an email to show@secondfunniespodcast.com or give us a call 408-228-49. Oh, I didn't even check the Skype. I'm an idiot. We'll do that next week. You could go to secondfunniespodcast.com, click on GameStop. We just got an email from them today saying that regardless of the tax laws in California, they're going to continue their affiliate program. So you could still continue to buy
GameStop.
Because
they're not stupid.
Yeah, exactly. GameStop stuff through us, and that would help us get a little kickback. On behalf of my good friend, Kevin Miller, this is Justin Worship saying, okay, bye.